Blog Talk Radio.
Well, she speaks about the world. Yes, in Carolina, she's a sticky finger toucher, bumbling down to Belize. Take you for a ride on a dope of the China. Tell me where in the world is
San Diego.
Oh, yeah, I was grieving. Almost forgot I had to say something. Hi, everyone. Ooh, what month is it? Is it April or May? It's May. Okay. this is May 5th, 2011. It is Cinco de Mayo. Hope you guys are not too drunk or else you're going to be hungover tomorrow. It is Gamer Girls Radio, and we are here being all professional like we always are. Oh, child.
Professional.
You fix your teapot? Yeah.
Professional. She just called us professional.
We are professional.
That's a dirty word.
That's not truth in advertising.
Ooh, does that make me a dirty girl?
Ooh, I can't tell if that was a good growl, a bad growl, or what.
I think it was a sigh of exasperation, I'm pretty sure. Let me go ahead and give out the number before we move on, because you know they always like to pick on me. Our number, if you want to call in, is 347-215-7977, or you can use Skype. There should be a Skype button on the episode page whenever you go to listen to us. I say should because I said that a few times and it wasn't there. So it should be there. It's literally the Skype button. It's blue and it says Skype in white letters. You should be able to see it, I hope.
Oh, Corey, stop reading my mind.
What?
First, I need to give a shout out on the show to Baby Doll. Welcome to the dark side. Okay.
Oh. Baby Doll. That's so cute. Okay. I'm Snow White. Yes, I'm Snow White, I know. And, it looks like, I don't know. Anyway, okay. We have my friend Corey / Jaminatrix up in the hizzle, who I will be visiting soon. That's right, boys, girl.
That's right. The kaboom is coming.
Visiting.
Yeah.
You're visiting, really? Take pictures.
You should come too.
Take pictures.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well.
Actually, I'm going because my former students, I got a text from one of them saying that they were going to graduate and they wanted me to come, so I'm coming.
Inconceivable!
I know. I'm actually flying to Texas and I'm going to spend two days there to go to their graduation and hang out with Corey. And then come back. Oh, and we also have our token male up in the hizzle, which I haven't mentioned him for some reason. Master Blaster. Hi there.
Hello.
Apparently he's also Chewy.
That's I am good. Also hairy and a Wookiee.
That's not sexy.
That's
you know what? I'm just saying, Burt Reynolds, he was a sexy beast. And he was a hairy beast.
Burt
well.
Reynolds?
Oh, come on.
With the stash?
Oh, come on. Burt Reynolds was sexy.
In his day, he was kind of sexy. His demeanor was sexy.
That was sexy.
I said his demeanor.
Okay,
right.
His demeanor, maybe, if I could get over the looks.
The looks? Oh, whatever.
I don't think he is sexy at all.
Whatever. You just, listen, you were just upset because you didn't know the mustache rides were free.
That's right. That's why I'm
What
so
is wrong with my people's...
So much where to begin, though.
All right, well. Oh, is it time to start? Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's why I introduced us and gave the phone number, and yeah.
Where are you at right now?
And you guys think I'm off. Come on.
I'm just telling you.
Oh. Okay, look, I'm typing.
Oh, God.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes,
Corey, it is your turn. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Damon.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I'm trying to share a link with the people on Twitter.
Well, we're doing a show right now.
Well, I try to be interactive with the people. They like it. Okay, so...
They like a lot of things. You're going to do that for them, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you not see my shirt? Little trick for games? Anyway.
Kinky. Well, you know how I get, baby. Yes, that's right. Damn straight.
Okay, so I actually just posted this up on the site, and I shared a link on Twitter a little while ago. Our front lines this week is not so much an issue, but I thought we might introduce you to the ladies I'm dubbing as the generals of the war, and they're on the front lines. We do need to salute. Stand up and salute these ladies. I'm not going to read them all to you. You can pop over to the link that we have up on our site, npcmag.com, to see some of them. And no, they are not all these hideous women, because some of you guys out there like to say that. Women developers or gamers, a certain way. I'm done.
And to illustrate.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
I slipped out. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no. They're all gorgeous. These.
Oh my god.
Everybody knows you never go full.
No, sir. Okay. But I'll read you a couple of these ladies. Robin Hunneke. And of course, you got your, well, I should probably tell you what they did, huh? Robin Hunneke was the lead designer for the game My Sims back in 2007. She worked on Boom Blocks. Do you guys remember that game back in 2008? Boom Blocks was a big hit. And she's now working at that game company, which we mentioned to you this morning on the news. And she's working on a new title called Journey. It's going to be released on PS3 if they survive, if Sony survives. You also got Carol Shaw. And I often say that the lady that made Centipede was the first female game designer, but she was not. In fact, it was Carol Shaw. She made 3D Tic-Tac-Toe for Atari 2600, Video Checkers, River Raid, which is a hit for Activision back in the day. She's now retired from games, went on her way. You got your Kim Swift, who graduated from DigiPen. DigiPen's not easy to graduate from. Well, they're saying she's the what she created was the forerunner to Portal. Narbacular Drop, 2005.
That was what it was called when it was in concept.
Yes, so she's the one of the minds behind
actually
that.
An achievement in Portal 2, there's an achievement called that.
Yeah, her team, as a matter of fact, that's what it says. Her team recreated Narbacular Drop as Portal 2007. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you thought a guy did that? No. sometimes it takes a brain, a woman's brain. You got your Jane Jensen, who did King's Quest 6. She did a game called Grey Matter. She's doing a game called Grey Matter. It's going to be out this year for Xbox. She also did Gabriel Knight. Do you remember that game, Vampires? 1995, 1999. I never got to play that one. Maybe I'll find it. You got your Amy Hennig for Atari 7800. A lot of you don't know there was a 7800. The lead designer for Michael Jordan, Chaos in Windy City. No, not Michael Jordan, the basketball player. She also did Legacy of Kain, which is one of my favorite games. She did the whole series in Jack 3. She also, get this, Ben, pay attention, Uncharted Drake's Fortune. She's one of the...
Corey, I am Ben. I always am.
And she's also worked on Uncharted 2 Among Thieves. You also got your...
It was a better game, actually, than the first one, which is surprising. Also, a hell of a lot longer than the first one. That was also surprising.
You also got your Donna Bailey, who co-created, that's who I say. Donna Bailey was the one who created Centipede, along with Ed Logg back in 1980.
Oh, God. Every time I hear the word Centipede, I think of that god-awful movie.
Oh, no, ma'am. You got your Christy Marks. She is responsible for Sierra Online, if you guys remember way back in the day, a company called Sierra Online, Conquest of Camelot. Yeah, they were still around when we came around. They just died recently. She also did...
Wait. Sierra, wasn't Sierra the one that did Homeworld, or am I thinking about a different Sierra?
I don't know. But she also was...
Oh, well, Sierra Online was a division of Activision Blizzard, and they did Carcassonne.
Well, she didn't work on that, but she contributed to the writing of Yuri, Ages Beyond Mist, and one of my all-time favorite games, The Matrix Online. I did not get to meet Christy. I was somewhere in the vicinity of her, but I didn't get to talk to her. This next one is, y'all know I call her gaming royalty, Brenda Brathwaite. Yes. We will not go into her achievements that on our site. Well, we'll tell you guys if you guys love that. She did the Wizardry RPG series and, of course, Playboy the Mansion. She was the lead designer. Mm-hmm. She now works at Loot Drop. You got Sherry Garner Ray, also other gaming royalty. Wow. And you guys are really going to flip for this. Ultima. Yeah, she's one.
Yeah,
of
Ultima is good. It's a good game.
That's right.
I feel like we needed some Royal music, but I don't have any. So
that's sad. She also worked on Star Wars Galaxy.
That's
I'm going to have to ask you to be better prepared next time.
Excuse me. I didn't know where she was going to go off into all this. Excuse me.
I'm going to have to ask you to be better prepared next time.
I'm going to have to say no.
Now, here's the most amazing of them all. Roberta Williams, who co-founded Sierra Online with her husband Ken back in 79, and they released the first ever
Was it the first ever? I mean, I'm not sure.
First ever
graphical adventure game. I'm sorry, I had a whole glitch thing going on. I was stuttering, you know, in the head.
You've been doing that a lot, actually, tonight. Are you drunk?
No, I'm extremely exhausted. I'm tired. Y'all have no idea.
It's them damn five-hour energy drink.
No, the five-hour energy drinks are what's keeping me from being completely snapped. So, yeah. You guys can check them out over at PC Mag. Tell them that we sent you. And these women are amazing. These are our generals. We should salute them. They got the 5 stars on the lapel. The rest of us are lowly soldiers, but we march on. And that's our front lines for this week. Sherry, how's the weather?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you there, Corey. Over in this particular part of the country, it's really windy. My hair is going... I'm sorry.
I don't know what's worse, that you just picked that up and ran with it.
Or that you did it in the first place? I don't either.
Yes, both was really bad.
I am super excited about coming to visit. Like, you have no idea.
Really?
I need pictures.
No.
You should come.
Of pillow
Ginger
fight.
Needs to come, too, because that would be fun.
She's talking about it. I told her there would be an atomic explosion.
I think all three of you should come to the...
You know what? Why did I know he was going to do it? Mm-hmm.
Did I do
that? God. Let's talk about something that's been on everybody's minds today.
Sony.
Thought we already were.
Well, we are, but I want to talk about some of the latest developments. Sony has done some studies into what actually happened, and I think they have a pretty good grasp now of what was potentially stolen. They also found a file on their network that was left by the hackers, and it was.
Oh, you're a bad hacker when you leave a file behind.
Well, it was titled anonymous, and inside had the words "We are Legion," and that's the anonymous's calling card, essentially. But I had a question for both of you. So now they believe that anonymous is responsible for this. But first off, my question is: do you think that? Wouldn't it be convenient if somebody went in there and stole all that credit card data and then, because Anonymous has been picking a fight with Sony, happened to just leave that there as a calling card, as a sort of way to kind of divert attention?
Okay, which one would you like us to answer first?
I don't know. First off, you heard that, right? You heard that today, right?
No, that's probably a news that came about after we did the news this morning because we can't news all day, people. As much as we'd love to, we can't.
And we totally want to hear your voice all day.
Sexy bitches. Okay, I'm going to say this. I did not agree with Anonymous in the first place when they started going after Sony. A lot of gamers were already angry with them because they said that this would affect the gamers and not actually Sony. So if it wasn't one of their splinter cells, I'm going to say to Anonymous, well, you shouldn't have been fucking around.
Right.
So that's the long and short of it.
Well, I have a question for you, though. If somebody just comes, Anonymous's whole thing is if you claim to be anonymous, you are anonymous, right? That's their whole thing. So how can, and Anonymous came out and said, well, we're not responsible. So how can Anonymous know that they're not behind that? Because by their,
you can't be anonymous if you're not anonymous.
You can't be anonymous if you're not, if you just say you're anonymous, therefore you're anonymous. That's the whole thing behind it. So if somebody says they're anonymous and says they did this, Anonymous can't say they didn't do that because they did do it because they're anonymous because they say they're anonymous. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I mean, like, this whole thing, here's my big thing, is this is the flaw in the whole, you know, Anonymous says, well, we're unstoppable because we aren't just a collection of heads of, you know, people making decisions for the group, right? But you have to have that. Otherwise, you have complete anarchy, and it just doesn't work. You have people going out and doing things like this, and then your group getting blamed for it, right? Because, and you can simply say, well, we are not responsible for that. Well, you can't say that because their group is not just one person, it's a collective. And as a part of the collective, Brave Branches often does this, then they are still anonymous. I just don't understand how anonymous can come out and say, we're not behind this. What they're afraid of is, they've said all along, they're afraid of the backlash.
Well, it's too late now.
They're afraid of herd backlash is what they're afraid of.
Well, it's too late now. It's too late.
Yeah, it is too late. The barn door's been left open. The horse has run down the field, and it's out there somewhere.
Okay. Go ahead, ma'am.
That was a really fake laugh. Go ahead.
It was a fake laugh, I know. I was actually talking with the mice muted again. I wanted to mention that if someone did actually plant that as evidence against Anonymous, it was pretty fucking smart. I mean, you're using a situation that Anonymous themselves had advertised against them in order for your own gain. I mean, that's pretty fucking smart. That would be something that I would have to give kudos to, even though it's illegal and we don't condone that in any way, shape, or form here at GGR. I would have to still be like, hey, dude, that was pretty cool, dude. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, chances are
it was by Anonymous. That's what I think.
Well, I think so too. Anonymous can't say whether it was or wasn't by them. They don't know. Again, by their laws of who they are, if you say you're anonymous, then you are anonymous. So, I mean, my whole thing is, this could have been done by some people who are just greedy. They don't care about the whole fight started because really all of this goes back to Sony removing Linux, the other OS install from the software.
No, this goes back to GeoHots not understanding if you're going to hack your console, you don't need to put it on YouTube.
This is before GeoHots, though. See, this GeoHots was hacking the console to be able to get access back to that other OS installation. That's what started this. Because Sony took the other OS installation off and they no longer allowed that, GeoHots tried to hack it to be able to allow that again.
But my point is, Sony got involved and said, you're trying to blame Sony in that instance, and I'm going to say it's not their fault. That's kind of like us saying, you know what, we were hosting a contest.
No, I'm not blaming Sony.
No, I'm saying they didn't really start anything. That's like us hosting a contest, and we say we're not going to do it anymore, and we take it down, and people get angry and come after us. That's not really something that we did wrong. It's our right to do so. It's Sony's
right. I'm not blaming Sony. I'm just telling you what was GeoHot's motivation, okay, for doing this. I'm not blaming Sony either. I think it's their right to do that, too, if they want. And that actually has no effect on me whatsoever. I'm not going to use my PlayStation 3 as a computer. I have a computer for
exactly.
I'm just trying to tell you that was his motivation for hacking.
No, I'm saying I agree with you that my PlayStation should be my PlayStation. I don't understand the I don't understand the motivation behind a lot of people who do that. Well, I want to hack my Xbox so that I can put it in a laptop case and run it. Why?
Well, because it gives them something to do, and they've got nothing better to do. I mean,
it gives them something to brag about. It gives them, like, they can be like, oh, check out the size of my EP, and I was able to hack this and do this and put this together and blah blah blah. It's really a matter of ego.
I'm sorry, but if I'm not getting some money off of showing you that I did something amazing, like if there's no contest, you know, like Xbox said, if you can do this, we'll give you $1,000. I'm not going to sit and do that all day.
It's just what some people enjoy. I mean, I had a few friends in high school and college who, you know, were self-professed hackers. And to me, it was stupid to walk around and be like, oh, I'm a hacker. I mean, that's just retarded. But, you know, they bragged about this stuff to more than one person. And they did it because it gave them a boost to their ego and it made them feel, I guess, badass or something. But any real hacker would straight up be like, guys, you're not really a hacker because you're bragging about it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be able to do things so no one knows you did it. That's the whole purpose.
Well, right. But that's what the boards were created for, the IRC channel for Anonymous and all that kind of stuff. It's created so that hackers can get some sort of recognition for all this work they've been doing that they're supposed to be doing so nobody can catch them. I mean, my thought is now that because it involves credit card data and because it involves theft, now the FBI is involved, the CIA is involved. I mean, all these organizations are involved in trying to hunt down and figure out what happened. They're going to be assisting Sony with this, and I bet you there are going to be some arrests that come out of this. So I'm just saying that my whole thing, going back to my original statement, is I believe that whoever did this wasn't doing this because for Anonymous's, you know, ideals and their cause. They were doing this to make money, to steal credit cards because they can sell them on the black market. And then, by the way, a credit card on the black market, according to this article I was reading earlier, goes for $10. You can buy a credit card for $10 off the black market, right? And they sold something around, what was it? I don't remember how many.
27 million or something like that?
27 million credit cards. That's that's a potentially a lot of money that they just took, and I think they did it for simple greed reasons. And it's and why not, while you're in there, put a little tag down there for anonymous, just so that the FBI goes and bothers all these people that have been chatting on these boards about how much they hate Sony and looks at them first while the whole time you're skipping to the bank and collecting
all
this
money.
Well, you
know, they can't really skip to the bank because the publicity surrounding this is as soon as anything from these credit cards shows up on somebody's statement, they're going to come after you or the person you sold it to. So I don't think anybody, if they're smart, is going to touch any one of these credit cards.
I mean, that's a potential too, right? You're right, because I mean, if something fraudulent comes up and you know it's from the Sony break, FBI is going to be down on whoever bought that card. They're going to be able to track down that those purchases, right? And then they're going to and then whoever they catch, they're going to blame them for all 27 million credit cards. And they're going to be responsible financially for all 27 million credit cards being stolen. That could potentially be really bad. Exactly. And they also, the article said, too, that this is probably going to drive, because there's so many of them that are going to flood the black market, it's probably going to drive down the price of these credit cards anyways. You can probably buy a black market credit card now for $2 because of that, they were saying in this article.
Yes, because we don't want the black market to fail.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's inflation. It's the worst kind of inflation. But I'm just saying, but just my original statement is nobody really knows that Anonymous could, or Anonymous doesn't even know whether they did this or not, because, again, you know, if you are not, if you say Anonymous, you are Anonymous. But it, to me, it seems like somebody just went in there. I don't think it has anything really to do with Anonymous. I think Anonymous was a great scapegoat for this. And somebody went in there because they saw an opportunity to steal lots of, you know, potentially get lots of money from this, and they did it for the money and the simple greed of it. That's my few cents on that.
I'd like to say hello again to Bad Bad Ginger in the chat room.
Bad Ginger.
Bad. Another thing that we've been kind of talking about in the mornings is I'm kind of tired of the attacks on Sony. Now, I'm not a Sony fangirl, but I even recognize that this is horrible. And with all the other stuff that we have going on, we cannot afford to lose Sony. If you've been watching today, I put up a pep talk. Come on, Sony, get up, get back in the game. We don't want you gone. Some people are saying they want them gone, and I'm not understanding where they're coming from.
Want them gone? What do they mean by that?
Well, Sony deserves to go. You know, the overpriced console, and you know they lost my information. Gawker lost your information. Visa was hacked last year. What was the one of the stores I used to frequent a lot, Express, lost information from their customers.
Wow got hacked.
Yeah, Wow got hacked, even though they don't want to admit it.
They did. My account is one of them. Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, they didn't publicly the way Sony is. Sony is actually, I mean, they were delayed in telling you, but they are telling you it happened. And Wow didn't want to tell you anything. You know, it's under the table. Gawker, the same. They didn't do a big release. And I'm going to dare say they have access to a lot more information than Sony did. Sony's one place. Gawker has, like, how many different websites underneath its umbrella? Like,
yeah, it's a bunch of butthurt Microsoft fanboys that are complaining about this. That's all. Sony must go. I don't really own a PS3, but I'm just going to say I do and write on this forum that Sony must go.
Hell, even Microsoft this week, phishing scam, or was it last week? All these weeks run together. Phishing scam on Xbox Live. So I'm getting rather irritated about how everybody's jumping on Sony. And the politicians are jumping in, and you're like, yay, the politicians are going after them. Guess what? They're coming after us, too. Mm-hmm. They already don't like us. They already want to ban the games, and this is just going to be more cannon fodder.
But the thing is, though, if the politicians do that, it's going to do. If the politicians manage to do that, I should say, before I crack myself up again, it would be a shame, because it's not just games that are getting hacked. It's all the websites. I mean, it doesn't even matter if it's anything that you can download. I mean, I'm sure that there were porn websites that got hacked. If you put your credit card into there, there were banking websites that got hacked. I mean, it's not just games. So if politicians focus mainly on games, I'm going to be one pissed off gamer.
Well, they are. We had Richard Blumenthal, who's the senator up in Massachusetts, he's after them. He's complaining, how come you didn't take better care of my data? Or as I put on my little article, oh, no, they're going to know I was watching porn on my PlayStation. So,
oh, noes.
Oh, noes.
So, oh, noes.
So we have them, and then once we start getting FBI involved, this is really serious. And people, we have to rally behind Sony at this point. You can yell at them later. tell them straighten the hell up for my data, or I'm just going to have a free, you know, free account. I'm not going to pay you for PlayStation Plus if you're just going to leave my information unprotected. But I'm all for getting behind them and not letting them get completely destroyed. It's just it's too big a company. There's too much at stake. Not just our gaming freedoms, but there's people that got jobs and families and stuff. They need their job, and they didn't do anything. Technically, the person that we need to be really angry with is the hacker. We need to find out who they are, and then we need to bring them out and show them what we do to people who fuck with our games is what we need to do. Because I agree, it should have been, data should have been safer, but why exactly did you need to hack the entire thing? Can you just grab one or two names or something? I don't know. Not that I want to throw anybody under the bus, but damn, did you have to throw us all under the bus? Did you have to do all of us dirty? I think Anonymous is, if it is them, oh, people. And they're talking about that actually on Game Politics. One of the latest posts that they've put up is they're saying that even this going on can hurt hackers too. As Blaster was saying, of course, the price of the credit cards go down. So they're not going to be making any money. And one of the hackers, of course, is saying we're keeping a close eye on Sony as it could, affect us. You also have Kevin Steven, who's a senior threat researcher at Trend Micro, and he said in an interview last week that there's a lot of discussion in the hacker forums about the Sony data breach, expressing concern. So, and not all hackers are bad. Where is my team going? Why am I the only one talking?
Because you're always the only one talking.
Well, I'm not trying to be tonight. Y'all need to chime in, people.
What? You're on a roll, though. I'm listening. I'm learning.
You're going to get cut.
Save that shit for June, all right?
You don't want to save it up for June. It's going to be worse.
You know I like it like that.
You don't want it. So you don't say, oh, Issa, if you're out there listening, the peoples in the chat room are asking for you. You have your own fan base all of a sudden. Now, let me jump off Sony here for a second. We've had some other interesting things that went on this week, and it's normally we kind of mention it and we glaze over it, and this is one of our big soapbox things. So we've had two kids this week that have been lured from their homes due to playing some game to go with some crazy person. There was a New York man who used the Xbox Live playing Call of Duty to lure a 12-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm. A 12-year-old boy?
Yes, and then we had a 12-year-old girl who was lured by an 18-year-old man. The guy that lured the boy is 19-year-old. His name is Richard J. Kredovic.
Dude.
And he's been arrested on 9 counts of first-degree criminal sexual act, 9 counts of second-degree sexual abuse, and 1 count of endangering the welfare of a child.
I hope he gets castrated. I'm sorry.
He met the guy through Xbox Live, of course, playing Call of Duty. He was arrested, but the other little girl, fortunately, it didn't get that far with her. She met this guy. He's 18. My problem here, and I'm sorry that this happens to the kids, is where the hell were the parents?
Exactly.
The parent of the little girl said that, oh, I've been trying for months to keep my daughter away from this guy.
You must not have been trying very hard.
Let me explain. Let me break it down to her. This is how you keep your...
Explain.
This is how you keep your child away from the online predator. You go into their room and you unplug the fucking computer. And you say to little 12-year-old Nancy, Sally, or Jane, you will not be on the internet until you get a job and can pay for the internet yourself and you don't live in this house anymore. That's how this is going to work.
Or at least try to put some parental controls in.
Well, see, that's the problem. Somebody drew a cartoon about this years ago. They're saying why...
Well, no, I know. Kids can get around parental controls.
No. The reason why they don't work... No, not just get around it. The parents are letting them install it. They're handing them the same...
Oh, my God.
Here, you install this on the computer. I don't want anything to do with this. We live in a technological society, people. Keep up. You cannot give your kid the antivirus or the parental controls to install. You cannot tell them to set their own password on the Xbox to keep them from getting accessing content or on the PlayStation, on the Wii.
Dude, that's like putting them in a chastity belt and then handing them the key.
What's the fucking point?
God.
So, wait a minute. I'm trying to find the name of this girl here, as a matter of fact. That one bothers me more so than the rest of them because it came out well. The little girl ended up not getting hurt or anything. But the guy flew her across country. He paid for her flight, and her mother finally, you know, caught wind and said, oh, Sally Jane has jumped the shark, and then she called the police. I'm trying to understand. I'm really trying to understand. I can't understand. You know, I will tell you this much. When I was a beginning teenager, you know, the beginning, you know, you're 13, 14.
Preteen or actual teen?
No, I was 13. That's why I say beginning teenager. You know, you're not a full-fledged teen when you're 13, but you think you are.
No, you're not. You're still like a little baby. Yeah, I know.
Still play Barbies, all that kind of good stuff. So I had these two friends that their mother actually used to padlock the door and keep them in the house. And myself and my mother thought this was horrible. But, you know, that's not looking so bad right about now. is there some kind of way to put a lock on the door that it only opens if the house is on fire? I mean, something. Look here, Sally. Mama's leaving to go to work. And click, click. Don't worry. If the house is on fire, it'll open to let you out. Otherwise, your ass is in here. And the internet connection is locked down. All you can look at is Disney.com.
Nice.
We need something like that. This is getting ridiculous. Some of you people out there and your kids, come on. It's your job.
What we really need, and I know this is out there, and I know that if parents really, really wanted to learn, they could, because there are, what the hell am I talking about? Oh, my God, the word is right there, and I cannot. Courses, thank you. There are actual courses and classes offered to parents to learn about technology so they can install stuff like parental controls and internet locks and everything like that on their computers. Now, granted, a lot of these kids can probably work around them if they really wanted to, because a lot of the kids are more technologically inclined than the parents, but still try. Do something. Don't just sit there and be like, well, I told her not to do it. You tell a teenager not to do something, they're going to do it.
I could tell my mom all I wanted. I didn't want to do something. But when she told me you weren't going to do it, you know, she only had to say it once. The belt said it the rest of the time. And y'all can call that abuse if you want to. But what is it I've been watching lately? Have you ever guys seen the show Everybody Hates Chris?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, he has an episode about that. He says a belt in the wrong hands is child abuse, but in the right hands can make the difference between a Bill Gates and a Bobby Brown. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree with that.
Yes. That is exactly my point. I was not spanked many times in my childhood, but when I deserved it, I got spanked. It was not childhood.
She's making up for it nowadays.
Yes, I am. I need to get my my daily dose of spankings in. But it was not child abuse. I am thankful that I got punished like that when I was younger, because it made me make better decisions, and I learned right from wrong, and I learned that there are consequences when you fuck up.
Mm-hmm. I did not say cut your child's hand off. I said sometimes pop them on the butt or take things away. I don't understand these parents. Well, I punished Sally. I took away her computer, but she kept her iPhone. She's still on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
She still has I don't understand why kids have to have iPhone. I told you guys, that little Cricket phone, I don't know who made it, Verizon, that's all they need. They need to be able to receive calls. I need to know where you are. Other than that, you don't need to have access to the internet or texting or any of that business. I need to be able to call you and you say hello. That's it. So I'm not understanding. The mother with the daughter is the one that upsets me more than anything, because she knew that what was going on. I'm going to say probably the little boy's parents had no idea. But they're still just as bad, because what was your kid doing playing a game with a stranger enough to where he could lure him out of the house and you had no idea?
Ignorance should never be an excuse.
It's not. I got to sneeze.
Moo cow! Moo cow!
You ruined my sneeze. Damn it! Yay!
How is that? I don't even understand. How is that ruined?
I don't know, but it works. I don't know. It works, though.
She ruined my whole sneeze. Damn it. You know how you're waiting on it because it's going to feel good when it comes? Yeah. Damn you. Damn you.
You know, yeah. By the way, we are on the verge right now of some awesome game releases I just want to mention. Brink is coming out, I think, next week or something like that, or very soon.
On PlayStation, because if it is, it ain't coming out.
It's on everything. Duke Nukem's coming out very soon. I think next month is Duke Nukem. We've got Rage is coming out soon. And this is going to be a freaking awesome, you know, summer for games. I'm just saying.
Speaking of awesome, let me tell you the most awesome group of people, and they're also our largest listening audience, the people in the UK.
Hello.
Hello, governess. I'm going to get cut for that one twice. Okay, they have, you guys have heard us talk about Gamer's Voice, Tiga. Those people over there have their shit together as gamers. We over here, we are so busy pointing. This is part of the reason why I wrote the post I did. We're so busy pointing and laughing at Sony that we're not doing anything. We're just sitting around, thumbs up the butt, not doing anything. These people over there, when there's something going on, they bring the fight to Congress. We wait until Congress is after us, and then we say, now we need to go march. No, people. People in the UK, as soon as, you know, there's something wrong with the rating systems, they write up something. They're there in front of Parliament. Well, this is how it should go. And you guys need to come. And they had an event where they had Parliament come, and they played games with them so that they could see what they were trying to condemn. So you can see it's not really that bad. It's not that bad. And Parliament was like, well, yeah, no, I understand a little better now. So, no, you're right. It's not that bad. But here, we don't do anything. We just assume everything's cool and, you know, ha ha, Sony, you deserve it. Ha ha, I'm going to get an Xbox. and I'm going to tell you now, if I own GameStop, you wouldn't be trading in any PlayStations. I'm going to tell you now. I'd like to sell my PlayStation. I'm sorry, we're not accepting PlayStations.
I don't understand. Whatever. I don't understand why you think that people would think that. Selling their PlayStation, they need to sell their PlayStation. Stupid, whatever.
Take a visit over to the Sony blog. Their comments page is like 25
people. People are always bitching.
Not just the bitching, but they're actually saying, you know, I'm leaving, I'm going to Xbox.
I know. They know this. That's Xbox fanboys creating PlayStation accounts. They come on there and say, I'm leaving PlayStation.
No, no. Let me tell you how you know they're not creating PlayStation accounts. The PlayStation Network is down. You can't create an account. So these are people that had an account already.
They could have it. They could. I'm sure the form is separate. It's not tied to their actual PlayStation.
It actually is, because when I signed
and
up.
And even if it is, people are bitching now because it's down. Once it comes back up, all will be forgiven. People will forget about it, and in about 6 months, nobody will be talking about it anymore.
Well, I would say yes and no. Some people, like us, who are sensible to know that, you know, bad things happen sometimes with your games. We hope Sony's learned their lesson. We learned our lesson. Don't put, you know, your grandma's name into the PlayStation. Don't borrow her credit card. You didn't need PlayStation Plus just to download a hat for your guy in Call of Duty. You didn't need it. So we've all learned a lesson. Let's move on. But some of them, people are really, you know, I'm just going to play my Xbox. I'm not going to touch my PlayStation. I'm going to trade in my PlayStation. That's why I would, if I was GameStop, we're not buying PlayStations. You can't trade it in. You cannot. We have no use for it here. It's ridiculous.
I'm just saying that the people who are saying they're going to go over to Xbox and all that, they can't do that because their mom and dad won't buy them an Xbox. They've already bought them a PlayStation 3. I'm just telling you, the kind of immature kids that would say something like that obviously don't have jobs and obviously can't afford to go buy an Xbox because they had to beg their parents to buy the PS3 for them. So I wouldn't worry about it if I was Sony. I would just, you know, whatever. Whenever the network comes back on top of that, really, here's my big thing. Like, you can't play your game system offline, really. Online is that important to you that you can't just be without it for a couple of weeks. It's going to hurt you that bad. Boo-hoo.
I find that hilarious because, you know, remember, we come from an era where there was nothing but offline. To play multiplayer, you had to go to an arcade. You had to play with people standing around next to you. So some of them were just, you know, I need to be able to get online to play. Not really. I could care less. My game still works. It works when I plug it in. Yeah, okay, then let's do this.
I'm just saying, Sony, don't worry about it. Little bitches will bitch, and then when this network comes back up, nobody will be complaining.
Did Snow die? Did we need to stab her? Do we need to poke her? Get the paddles out. You got the paddles?
Hello. I got the paddles. Clear.
Where's the noise?
I don't know. She's not there. I don't have the noise. Sorry, I don't have a sound effect. But
I'm
just saying.
Damn, muted microphone. I'm over here going, paddles? Paddles? What? Paddles?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Anyways, people bitch, whatever. People bitch at Valve. They bitch when Valve releases a free DLC, and people bitch about it. So, like I said, it's a bunch of entitled little babies. I don't care. I'm done.
I don't think it's the sad thing is. Wait a minute, am I muted? Oh, the sad thing is, I don't think.
No, I'm just talking over you. You're not muted. I'm just talking over you.
Oh, well, you know, that don't bother me. But I'm not so much as thinking it's a whole lot of babies. We have, well, some of you men out there are not, yeah. You're not all grown up in the head. So I really do believe a lot of them are going to be down at the GameStop or Toys R Us trying to return their PlayStation or something crazy. I have no doubt in my mind they'll do it. But it's a stupid idea. Again, companies make mistakes. This is not like this is Enron. Where they purposely did something to you. People have a reason to be mad at Enron or who is it, Morgan Stanley? Who is it that took all the people's money? What's his name?
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, Madoff with the money. So, yeah, they have a reason to be mad at him. But Sony didn't do this on purpose. It is lesson learned. And it's lesson learned for a lot of companies, not just them. There's a couple of companies now that probably even Xbox will be tightening up how they take your information. We will as well.
Crying, baby.
So it's a lesson learned for everybody. I think it'll change the way things happen on the internet, but we should not be abandoning them. Keep in mind, these people did some great games. They are the ones who gave us GTA and Fable. Remember, those games originated from the PlayStation, so we don't want to abandon them. They have the capability
Fable?
For greatness. Yeah, Fable was not originally on Xbox.
Fable.
It was not originally on Xbox, I don't think.
I think you're wrong about that one. I think
I might be.
I'm just saying that my big thing is, again, if you're going to turn your PlayStation in because of this little thing, then you know what? Go ahead, because you're going to make dumb decisions throughout your life. You've obviously shown as a person who can't be calm about things when things start, you know, happening that you don't like. You don't belong on the PlayStation Network if you're going to be like that. I'm sorry. You don't belong on any network. Unfortunately, there's no way to filter out people who are just dumbasses. I'm just saying, it's stupid. Whatever. Bitch about it. Sony's going to give you something through this downtime. Just be patient. Get your little reward from Sony. It'll probably be, they've been talking about giving out free premium network passes for like 2 or 3 months. So you'll get something like that. And just, you know, quit bitching about it. I mean, you know, bitch about it till you get your free stuff and then shut the hell up.
Well, they've already offered to give a ton of free stuff. And as you all know, if you may not have heard, the Sony Online Entertainment was hacked. And Snow, you might want to change your passwords for your EverQuest, darling.
Oh, I'm already on it.
Get that taken care of quickly.
That. I've been changing my passwords periodically of everything.
All right, well, change it again because they got hacked. Well, they just figured out they got hacked.
I'm done with this whole conversation.
Well, I'm not done with this conversation.
I'm done.
I'm not it's either. So
dumbass.
There. Good thing it's Gamer Girls Radio and not Gamer Master Blaster Radio. Okay, I'm done.
What is wrong with you two? No, really, what's wrong with you two?
I serve him. He's like my big brother. My kinky, dirty big brother.
Oh,
I was about
Lord.
To say, I don't really want to be in the big brother or the friend zone. I had a friend of mine say, fuck the friend zone. But then I said, well, then you wouldn't be in the friend zone then, would you be?
That's very true. All right, go ahead, Corey.
Yes, Corey. Continue. I had something interesting that I don't know if either one of you has played Portal 2 yet.
I have not.
You've not had the pleasure?
Well, Miss Ginger has played and beaten it already.
Yes, I have as well. I found it interesting. First off, two things. First, I found there's an art exhibit going on right now. It's going to be Art of Video Games exhibit by the Smithsonian American Art Museum. And they have revealed the games that will be in the art exhibit. One of them is, in fact, the original Portal game, which if you played the original Portal, it was unlike anything else that had come out before that. And it was, in my opinion, a great piece of art. I feel like Portal 2 is more so a piece of art even than Portal 1 is. But there were a bunch of games that came out. Like I said, one of them was Portal. And if I get the damn link to open, I can tell you some of the other games that made the list. Some surprising ones. I believe Halo 2 was on the list.
Why is that surprising?
It is surprising because I would have thought Halo, the first Halo, would have made the list as opposed to Halo 2.
Well, keep
a lot
in mind,
of
Halo wasn't, didn't Halo 2, well, wasn't Halo 2 on the 360, the next gen? Maybe that's why you could really see
Halo 2 was on the first one. Halo 3 was on the next gen.
Oh, hell, they all run together for me. I'm haloed out, I keep telling you.
Right.
Me.
Well, I'm just saying that, so the purpose of this, just say
well,
the
no,
purpose...
it says on that list that it's next gen, Halo 2.
I don't see what you're talking about. No, it is not. It just says Halo 2. It doesn't say Halo 2 next gen. Well, Halo 2 was an Xbox game.
You're right.
Halo 3 was Xbox 360. And it was the Art of Video Games exhibit is supposed to be a visual history of the evolution of gaming from its humble beginnings through the present. So my opinion is the first Halo should have made that. But let's just talk about some of the other ones that made it. BioShock, definitely a game I think that's worthy of that.
I'm still playing.
Yeah, BioShock has some – it starts off really awesome, and then it starts you know – I mean, the art direction is great in the game, but the gameplay itself kind of dies out towards the middle. Diablo 2, I think that one is definitely deserving of it. Earthworm Jim.
I hate Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim was awesome. How can you hate Earthworm Jim? Fallout.
I don't like it either.
I got tired of it.
So one of the few games to make it twice, to have itself and then a later incarnation of it. Fallout and Fallout 3 both made the exhibit, which I thought was kind of interesting. Mass Effect 2. A lot of these are twos. Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty, and the original Metal Gear Solid. Franchise it twice. Yeah, sequel. Metroid Prime 2 Echoes. Myst.
I'm not a Myst fan either.
I was a Myst fan. The original Myst was awesome. And then the more the sequels came out,
I wanted something to happen. See, that's one of those games where I needed zombies to come out. You know, when I'm walking across looking the puzzle, I need, you know, the clock to start ticking. You have 5 seconds to complete this puzzle before the zombie hacks you in the back. That's what I need. I was bored.
I like the ones you have to think about, though. I like them.
Well, yeah, Myst was... I remember playing Myst. I liked Myst. There's this one room in particular that I always remember about Myst. It was the one in the observatory. That was awesome.
That's exactly the one I'm thinking.
Yeah, I love that room. Panzer Dragoon actually tore it up with three of them. Panzer Dragoon 2, Panzer Dragoon Orta, and Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Say that again fast.
I'm not going to try that even.
That would be great
Pitfall,
if you did, though.
Pitfall 2, Shadow of the Colossus. I think that one definitely deserves
it. I never got to play it, and I have heard such wonderful things about Shadows of the Colossus.
SimCity, Sonic Adventure.
2000,
Five
baby.
SimCity.
SimCity
2000. Star Fox.
SimCity
Star
2000
Fox.
Was awesome.
How about this one? Star Trek Strategic Operations Simulator.
Who the hell played that?
It's an arcade box. I looked this up earlier. It's actually an arcade box. How would you believe? It's an arcade game. I don't even know that there was a Star Trek arcade
yourself.
Game.
I ran my knee into my desk. I'm okay.
Pretty much every incarnation of Super Mario's, including Jumpman, which is the original Super Mario Brothers.
Did he just ignore me?
He been ignoring both of us.
No, I'm just trying to get through this list. There's a lot here. Lots of Legends of Zelda.
Of course.
Crazy. Almost... Zelda.
Hello.
If we start babbling in the middle of a list, chances are you might want to cut it short.
Okay, World of Warcraft is the last one. That is thank you for that subtle hint. Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, all from the list. I'm done. Screw you. Portal 2, but we'll make my other point about Portal 2 though, real quick. Portal 2. I'm going to talk over you guys because it's not worth this listening. Portal 2, I read an article today that Portal 2 was a good game to introduce your friends that don't play video games to video games. It was a great game that taught you how to play video games. Since neither one of you played it, I guess you guys can't comment on that.
I'm going to be playing it this weekend, as a matter of fact, since one of you gave it to me for a lovely birthday gift. I will be playing that and some other stuff because I have not been having a chance to game. Play me some Left 4 Dead. That was about it. I got my chainsaw. I'm in love with that chainsaw. I don't know how I missed it before.
So if you want your friends who don't play video games to play video games, introduce them to Portal 2.
Hey, that's an interesting thing. Why is Left 4 Dead not on that list?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think a lot of the games that were on that list were games that were not necessarily extra violent. I think that they omitted the games that were violent.
I think BioShock is pretty violent. BioShock is just...
BioShock is not about... See, Left 4 Dead is about zombie killing. Purely about zombie killing.
Why'd you have to say it like that? Zombie killing.
I'm just saying, it's about zombie killing. Listen, Alex explains it perfectly. You know, let's kill all sons of bitches, right? That's what Left 4 Dead's about. But all these other games, they have some other motives, right? I mean, you know, BioShock.
Halo 2
is about saving humanity.
No, it's not. When you're online, it's kill all sons of bitches. It ain't on Steam.
That's actually a good point that you made. I actually noticed that Left 4 Dead wasn't on there. I thought Left 4 Dead was definitely, to me, the artwork of most Valve games is pretty awesome. I mean, what about Half-Life? Half-Life wasn't even on that list. Half-Life should be on that list.
That's true. That's true. Half-Life's a precursor to Halo in a weird way.
Well, Half-Life 2 is actually the game that deserves to be on there, and the original Half-Life, actually both of them deserve to be on there, because they both were epic in their own way, and they both were artistic in their own way, and the original Half-Life was awesome. And then Half-Life 2, I remember playing Half-Life 2 for the first time, and I remember just being like, wow, this is really the future of video games. I can't believe how awesome video games are going to look. And in the future.
I need me some SimCity. Every time I see it on a list somewhere, I need to play it. I need me some SimCity. I'm sorry. The original, not that crap that Sim Societies, and y'all are never do that again, by the way, EA. That was epic fail. I need me some SimCity or 2000, fine. And I have all of them here, so I will be playing that. Y'all don't talk to me for a couple hours. I got cities to build. I'm just telling y'all ahead of time. Because, you know, Blast is going to try to talk to me after the show and be like, I don't know you, man.
I don't know you either.
Now, you know what?
I know both of you, and I love you so much.
Now, you know what I find amazing? The Lord of the Rings Battle for Middle-Earth 2 made the list.
2 is, I was just looking at that. What is that about?
Why 2?
I thought that you guys were bored, and that I should finish up with
that. Well, no, we were reading them off, so we were saying we could discuss why some did and didn't make the list, some of the better games.
That's what I wanted to do, but...
Yeah, but you were just reading them to us. But
whatever. Well, I don't understand why. Lord of the Rings, Battle of Middle Earth. I don't get that one. Is that an RTS? Wait, let me. I think that one's.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think it's.
I believe it is an RTS. Let me see.
I can't.
Power of Google compels you. The power of Google.
Now, Splinter Cell, the first one, deservedly on the list. It should be. First really super, super stealthy game.
It is an RTS.
Now I don't understand why it's on there at all.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean RTS can't be on there. It is a nice-looking game.
Well, no, because I remember when you said RTS now, I remember playing it, and I didn't find it all that attractive. But the other Lord of the Rings games where I got to be one of the characters from the movie, even though generally that doesn't work out well, it did in this instance. We all know why. Everybody knows why, correct? Yes?
No.
Elijah Wood's brother worked for Midway, who made all the Lord of the Rings games, so he had direct input, him and Peter Jackson, you know, this is what you need to do with the game. So they all worked together. They were excellent, all of them.
You need to have second lunch and slupper in the game, as long as you have that.
You know about slupper? You know, first breakfast, second breakfast?
I don't think he knows about second breakfast, Corey. Okay.
Tomb Raider. That deserves to be on there.
No, it doesn't. No, I'm kidding.
No, I know. Because of what it was in the time, it was a 3D adventure game. I remember playing the original Tomb Raider and thinking, wow, this looks really cool.
And I was not impressed. It's on there. It's on the Sega Saturn one. But I was never impressed with Tomb Raider until we got to later incarnations. But the controls were so horrible on one of them, I couldn't enjoy it. But I'm one of those girls, when I play a game, I need a human enemy.
I think a lot of these are just because of the artwork. That's what they're here for. They're here to demonstrate the technology of the games at the time that they came out, and also to represent them as artistic, as works of art. And I think that some of these games definitely deserve that based upon that. Some of these don't.
Well,
I don't know what
The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past, which I still have and still play on my original Game Boy, I do think definitely deserves to be on that list because I'm still
playing. It was on the game originally. It was on the NES, but continue.
Wait a minute. Which one? No. I have.
Yes.
Was it Arkham?
It was a gold card. It was the gold cartridge. It was the gold cartridge version. I had the gold cartridge version.
Well, I have one on the Game Boy. But I think it was beautiful, considering there was no color. Keep in mind, there's no color.
Right.
They didn't have color to work with. It's all just little bits. And I think it was just beautiful. I actually, when I think about it, I envision it in my mind in color. That's how good that damn game was. Beautiful.
Bits. Corey's talking about bits over there.
Bits.
Final Fantasy VII.
Kibbles and bits and bits and bits and kibbles and what?
You know what? How's she just going to be dropping it? She knows she ain't paying attention and she's trying to fake it. Like, we don't know.
No, I'm not actually paying attention, but I'm catching bits and words. I'm catching little words and I'm jumping in. But I did hear Final Fantasy VII, and that was actually, I enjoyed that game.
Yep. Marble Madness. That was another good one.
Who? Marble Madness? I don't think I played that. Is it like Hungry Hungry Hippos? I'm just, I don't know.
No. Well, you do have to get a ball in a hole, which I guess you guys
no.
are both experts at that.
No, not ball.
Goldeneye. Yeah. Goldeneye. That deserves to be on there. Yeah.
Balls don't go in.
There you go. Anyways, I'm not sure where the full list is. I mean, I have a full list here, but I think you probably also get it from...
I'm sorry, I can't breathe.
All right, Galler. Ron, if you want to see, there's an article on Kotaku about it, too.
Well, no. What? No, you did not. See, we got to talk about that again. Actually, you can go to americanart.si.edu/exhibitions and get a full list of the games. Whatever, Kotaku.
I said you could do that, too, probably.
No. Anyway, actually, you know what's funny?
What?
The full list is here. Legend of Zelda, pretty much every one of them is on the list.
I know. I did notice that.
Now, when you say The Legend of Zelda, you mean the one for SNES, right?
The Legend of Zelda, The Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time, The Wind.
All of them? Twilight, oh, okay.
All of them. Twilight Princess was pretty.
I think somebody was a huge Nintendo fan.
It was Twilight Princess was pretty. And notice none of the other Splinter Cells except for the first one made the list. See, what does that tell you? People don't play
it. It doesn't tell you anything.
It tells you don't play any other. Well, no, Pandora Tomorrow was good. But
it doesn't tell you anything because the first Fable's on there.
First Fable was pretty.
It was okay.
It was pretty. It's
okay.
It did.
Fable 2 was better.
And Fable 3, epic.
It was okay. The storyline was so short.
Or it's too short.
What was that about? Star Fox Assault. Do you remember Star Fox Assault?
It was one of those games I rented, and then when I got home, I said, what the fuck? And I went back and took it to, guess where? Blockbuster, because that's where you used to get your games from when you rented them.
Oh, it was for the GameCube. That's what it was.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember a lot of the games on this list, amazing enough. I never played Boom Blocks, which we talked about.
Really pretty game, actually.
Indeed. Indeed, my good sir. Flower, did anybody play that? Oh, my God. Geometry Wars is on the list, and it should be. That game.
Flower as in, like, the plant or the
flower.
Baking item?
Flower as, like, the plant.
Oh, no, I've never played it.
Geometry Wars, I got addicted to PAX 2008. I was watching somebody else play, and I could not look away. Everybody in the room was mesmerized, and it's not like it has a storyline or anything. You're just, like, there's pretty colors. I understand that whole... the acid trip that people had in the 70s where they watched the colors on the screen. I understand that now. I couldn't understand it till I saw Geometry Wars. Could not look away. Ooh, hit that one. Ooh, hit that one. Hit that one. Hit that one. What happens when you hit that one? Okay, it's time for us to go because we're rambling.
It is time for
us
to go.
We are.
It's time for us to go. I have to, boy, you know what? One second.
I was not prepared.
I'm sitting here watching the star.
He's not prepared.
I was sitting there watching Star Fox Assault Mission 1 on...
Yeah, you two are so in trouble. Y'all just all off crazy during the show. Not acceptable. Okay. Well, I will see you guys in the morning. These two tricks will be sleeping.
No, actually, I've been getting up. I just haven't been listening.
That does not help you. Anyway. That's not what you want to say. So we'll see you guys bright and early in the morning.
1 month till I'm in Texas.
That's from Total Team. That's the topic. Oh, I know.
She was a lot like you. Maybe not quite as heavy. Now, little Carolyn is in here too. One day they woke me up. I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your choice and everything. That's what I'm counting on. I'll let you get right. Did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you have been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. Go make some music instead. That's what I'm counting on. You're someone else.
Not wise, I've said a word.